From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer in Washington. Public schools here in Washington, D.C. and the suburbs were back in session today, and most of New York City's schools reopened, except those below 14th Street near the World Trade Center. Barbara Mantell reports from one school in Manhattan where the school day began 2 hours late as educators prepared to help their students deal with the tragedy.
Parents and kids began gathering on the sidewalk outside PS 59 a little after 10 a.m. Parents talked in small groups and children rode scooters and talked with friends. It seemed like the usual drop-off, except for what was being said. Most of the conversations, even the kids, were somehow related to Tuesday's attack. The school houses pre-K through fifth grades. Nicholas Buglivo is in the fifth grade, and he said there was just one thing on his mind.
Who caused this, and I'm wondering if we're going to go to war or not with this. I wonder if we're going to go to war.
Nicholas said he thought he'd be okay today.
I could probably concentrate on my work if something else doesn't blow up.
Mary is a year younger than Nicholas. As Mary held her mother's hand, she said she didn't want her teachers to dwell on the attack.
I'd like it to be like just a normal routine. Like, not all very confusing and, you know, talking about the Twin Towers a lot, just like normal routine, like nothing's happened.
Her mother, Marianne Irwin, was a little apprehensive about school.
Because I'm not sure what they're going to say, because even the news has not been very clear. And so I would really rather that they just get back into a normal routine, which would, I think, be more comforting than, you know, than for any explanation.
At 10:40, the school doors opened. But instead of kissing their children goodbye, parents also entered and headed for the ground floor lunchroom. Once there, Principal Leslie Zachman recommended that parents limit the amount of television news their children watch and handed out literature explaining how to talk to kids about terrorism. It's information Zachman received from the district's child development experts. Zachman said her teachers, in an early morning meeting, found the information reassuring.
A lot of people said, you know what, I feel a little more informed now and I feel better. And we're not asking any classroom teacher to do anything that's uncomfortable. I asked if there was anybody who felt it would be too much. And I said, you let us know.
Some of the guidelines issued to teachers include the following. Allow kids to discuss the events and to express their feelings through play, writing, and art. Tell students about the crisis intervention centers set up around the school where they can go at any time. Notify the school nurse of any students having a tough time and try to continue with the normal routine.
We know in our hearts that something's changed, but we need to see that something can remain the same, and that's what we'll try and do for each other and for our children.
The full name of PS 59 is the Beekman International School. Because of its proximity to the United Nations, it attracts children with parents from all parts of the world. A sign on the front door says, "Welcome" in 19 languages. Zachman says she does not expect children at her school to be pointing fingers at one another, but if anyone does, teachers have been coached how to respond.
What we're going to talk about is that individuals did this, not a country against a country.
It turns out school went pretty smoothly today. Only a handful of children asked to leave class and speak with the school psychologist, and no one tried to blame anyone else. For NPR News, I'm Barbara Mantell in New York.